Okay, here's an unprepared shiur on Pei Gimel Amud Beis. We're at the Mishnah. Konem Shani Nene Elibrios. Any Yachol Afer, V'Yachol Ahila Enos Melechet Shichoper. So a woman says that she's ushering on herself to get Hana from all the Brios. Knows from everybody. Still, any cholal affair. She can't be made for the husband. Can't be made for the neder. Even though you think, well, she can't get off from anybody, so surely that's inui nefesh. But we'll see. She can't be made for the husband. Cannot be made for the neder. We allow her to get hana from the brius by eating lechet shicha and peya that they leave over in their fields, and that's by taking that's not considered hana from the brios. Pasha is because it's like hefker, so it's not really getting hana from people. It's like getting hana from hefker. Somebody that says konam koanim levim nenim li, that he asers behana and all the koanim levim. The koanim can't get hana from me. Some guy says itlu al korcho, so they can take the trumas and maisis against his will. And okay. Koanim, but if he says koanim elu levim elu nenim li yitlu acherim. So if he specifies this koan is Levi, so fine. So then they shouldn't take, but because others can take. Okay. We'll see. What does Rashi say? Koanim sheni nena lebrios. Koanim yehi alai al mashe nem in a brios. I can't get enough from any of the brios. Any yachol afair. We said it's because it's not taken from brios, the lech shechopeya is taken from hefker. Okay, let's see if we look at the Gemara. Okay, so we said that if she's makes a neder, she can't get hana from the brios, so her husband cannot make for it. So Alma, the efshar de mitazna midilei. What would be the reason? Because you can say that because it's not totally inui nefes, because she could still get hana from the husband. Because I'm not going to get hana from the brios. Okay, so the brios, but her husband, she could. And therefore, she's a way for her to get fed, and therefore it's not inui nefesh. Michlal de baal la michlal briosu. So it comes out that the husband is not, he's not a part of the bria. He's not one of the brios. Right, so I'm not gonna come out from brios. I'm not a husband. The husband's not part of the brios, and therefore she can get hana from. I aim a seifa, but it seems to be a steer from the seifa, because the seifa says yochala leanot belechet shichopeya, aval midabal lo achla. So the make a diuk from the seifa that she can get hana from lechet shichopeya. Mashma from the baal, she can't. Or lecha chicham peya, she can get hana from, not from the husband. So it's a stira. Alma baal is bichlal briosu. So if stira reisha is safer, the reisha is mashma, he's not part of the brios, and therefore he should get hana from him. And the safer is mashma that he is part of the brios, because the diuk from that she can get hana from lecha chicham peya, not the baal. Mashma, because the baal is part of the brios. So it's a stira. Okay, so now we're gonna see answers to this stira. Amar Ula. So he says, La olam la bichlal briosu. Really, he's not part of the brios. So how are we gonna touch up the mission over here? Okay, so if he's not part of the brios, so therefore she in theory could get hana from, fine, as we said, and that was the pashtas in the reisha. And so how do we understand the sefer? The sefer is to be read, ve'od ein yachola hafer mipnei sheyachola leanot b'lechashicha, meaning, fine, so we said in the reisha he can't be mefer because he can still get hana from the husband because he's not part of the brios. So what does it mean in the end? The sefer is telling us, but let's say the husband is poor, And then she can't get enough from him either. She can't get enough from the brios, nor from the husband, because let's say he has no money to give her. He's poor. So now what is she going to do? So then lechura, that in such a situation he would be able to make for her. So you say no. Why? Because ein yachol afer mipnei sheyachola leanot b'lechet shechapeya. Because there's still a way for her to get food. Lechet shechapeya. So therefore he can't. It's not inui nefesh because she can't get enough from the brios nor the husband. But lechet shechapeya she could. And that's what the safe is telling me. Rav Amar, another answer, Le'olam Baal is Bichal Bius. The opposite, not like Ula. The husband really is included in the Brios, and therefore, when it says in the Reisha that she says, I can't get enough from the Brios, that's including the husband. Uma Tam Kamar. And you have to read the Mishnah like as a Ma Tam Kamar, meaning Ma Tam, that when she makes a neder to Aser the Brios, right, she the husband is not eating nefesh, and the Ein Yachol Afer, and the Baal can't be made for it. Why? Mipnei Shechalai Lanot Melechot Shechapiyah. In other words, Enachanami. The Reisha says, I'm not going to get enough from Brios, including my husband. He's also part of the Bria. No, but no, I'm not going to get enough from anybody. Isn't that Inui Nefesh? How can the Baal be made for it? No, the Baal can't be made for it because there's still a way out, still a way for her to get food, and that's from the Mipnei Shechalai Lanot Melechot Shechapiyah. And finally, Rav Nachman Amar. Finally, Rav Nachman says the third answer possible. The lam baal is la bichlal briosu. The husband is not part of the brios, and therefore, if he's not part of the brios, so that means he could, in theory, feed her. That's the ratio, like we said. She asks herself the brios, but not the husband. The husband himself could feed her. V'hachi k'tani, and this is the pshat in the Mishnah, in other words, the Seifa, that nisgarsha yecholah le'enot b'dei, meaning, very nice, that's good, as long as they're married, so she can get fed from her husband, and he's not part of the brios, okay, but let's say they get divorced, and then, now he's part of the brios, because as long as she's married to him, he's not part of the brios, but as soon as they get divorced, now he's not part of the brios anymore. Now he is, excuse me, he wasn't part of the brios. Now once they get divorced, he is part of everybody now. He's part of the world now. So then she can't get enough from him either. So now what is she going to do? So that's what the end of Mishnah says. No, she can. It's still not called dealing nefesh. Why? Because the yechala neinot mitzvah lekach shechapiyah. Because she can still get from lekach shechapiyah. Okay, Rashi. Midakamar de ein yechol afer. Is mashma the ain a neder b'neder is a inui nefesh mishum diyecholal lead parnes mimenu, right? Since why can't the husband just, I'm not gonna enough from brios, how come that's not inui nefesh mashma, because she can get fed from him. Hey, masef is sefa yecholal enot betlak shechopeya aval mishal baal lo matzi achla, so alma the baal is bichal briosu, and haki garzina number ula lam baal is la bachal briosu. Chadav ve'od k'tani. We don't have that girsa, I see, by us. Chadav ve'od k'tani v'chule ve'ein yachol afer the masnisi n'chule alma k'mahader ve'ein yachol afer alib l'kulam, according to everybody mishum d'alav nidrei nefesh, not considered nidrei nefesh havyan v'alav d'rein b'nai minah, it's neither. Rav Nachman amar lo olam baal is la b'chlal brios v'had akamar that ein yachol afer ein tzarich lafer, he doesn't have to be made for kamar. When she gets divorced, that's what we mean. Because as long as they're married, maybe she could, but as soon as they're divorced, he's part of the brios, and she can't get an honor from the Baal.